grace abounding over Adam's fall. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Romans 5:18. Hi, Andre Snyder here. A.E. Saxby makes a statement in his work, God and Redemption, that is a wonderfully logical reason for rejecting that God will condemn anyone to eternal damnation and suffering, but rather that he has provided for the salvation of all mankind. He says, if a human act was effectual for ruin, how much more shall a divine act be effectual for salvation? How quickly we believers will latch on to some fragment of a verse, in a whole context, to provide a negative perception and then propagate it as truth to the total exclusion of the whole context of the doctrine being presented. Why do we so easily jump to conclude all men to condemnation, but seem to find it so terribly difficult to accept with the same unabashedness the accompanying text which says that the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life? How can anyone think that, as the first Adam's act could bring about the ruin of all of his descendants, the second Adam's act was nowhere near as efficacious to provide the remedy whereby all of those descendants would be rescued from such a penalty? It's really quite an illogical act of mental gymnastics to interpret Romans 5 that way. It is rather amazing that we never consider that as sin abounded in its effect on all of the first Adam's posterity, so God's grace did much more abound. Romans 5:20. Thus, if the first Adam's act was so powerful as to affect the ruin of all of his future generations, how much less of an effect would God's grace be that even one of those offspring could be eternally lost forever to the loving grace of his Creator and Father? It is too much to comprehend that we serve a God and Father so callous to the welfare of his creation that he would allow any one of his dear creatures to go unprovided for in the eternal plan of his great love wherewith he loved us.